Moray, an ironworks town. The people of Moray have worked iron since the 16th century. The industries which produce nails, clocks, and spectacles have one thing in common: a workforce skilled in the art of metalworking. But where did these skills come from? And why did these industries choose to establish themselves in the town of Moray on the banks of the River Bienne? First and foremost, it was a question of geography. The presence of the river was a determining factor for the early settlers who named the area Black Combe. The river, called the Bienne, provided energy which could be exploited by industry. Initially, the force of the flowing water was used to power the bellows used by the blacksmiths to fan their fires. However, as time went by, the same hydraulic power was harnessed by workshops making clocks and spectacle frames. The second reason for the strong metalworking tradition in the area comes from the simple fact that the site is close to iron ore deposits. The Jura Massif contains a number of deposits both in France and in Switzerland. Today, the remains of the mining industry can be seen in the ironworks of the village of Siam and those of Valorbe on the Swiss side of the Jura Mountains. The heritage of this industry is present in many Jura industries, such as spectacle making, and although iron production did not turn out to be a viable business, manufacturing using the metal was an enormous success in the region, as can be seen by the objects on display on the floor and the glasses under the globe. From nail making to the early spectacle frames of a nascent eyewear industry, Moray's economy was an iron-based one.